This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company today. I always love to speak to musicians who are inspired by Iceland and the conversation that we're going to have today. It's not the first such conversation with a musician who's come to Iceland and made music based on his interpretation of the country. Michael McElroy is the man I'm going to speak to. Electric Island, or Electric Iceland, I suppose, is his album, as I say, inspired by much of what Iceland has to offer. Michael, welcome to RÚV English Radio. You're here not for the first time, obviously, but your first trip here in 2015 from Ireland, I think.
That's right, yeah. I came here in 2015 really with the intention of photographing the Northern Lights and seeing a bit of Iceland, because I'd always been intrigued by the country. Mm. And, of course, as luck would have it, I only got the briefest glimpse out in one of the tours one night, came back. The only thing I was sad about was that I didn't get taken the pictures I wanted of the Northern Lights, but I was absolutely hooked on the country, everything about it, even though I hit it during a snowstorm and a lot of things that I wanted to go and see were cancelled because the roads were snowed in. I didn't care. Even walking around Reykjavik, I just got a real fantastic vibe for the place. Yeah. And I was supposed to go back many times, but of course life gets in the way. And then 2020, I was definitely going to go back. But then, of course, we all know what happened in 2020, so that was put aside as well. However, I had a nephew who, like a lot of guys in Ireland, after his degree, he decided to go and see a bit of the world, went to Australia and everything, and went to New Zealand, where he met a Swedish girl who was doing the same thing. They hit it off, and they went around from country to country, as you do, earning a bit of money, seeing a bit of the country and moving on. However, that came to a juddering halt when they came to Iceland, and they absolutely loved it, stayed over 2 years. They were up in the West Fjords in a hotel, I think it was Heidelur. Apologies, by the way, my pronunciation of things is not great, but they absolutely loved working there and got involved. So they came down for a brief break in 21 down to Ireland to show her a bit of Ireland, everything, and we got talking. And before you know it, we had a trip. I was going to go up and meet them up in Reykjavik. So they came down from Reykjavik, and we had a fantastic time here. Then we went on a road trip. So I came back in 2021. I was just finished my second album at that stage, Time and Tide. And we came back, and without really knowing it, as I was editing photographs and looking at footage that I'd taken of Reykjavik and of the road trip we'd been on, I started to kind of, as I do, I was sort of making music with the visuals in mind and watching them on screen and then making music with them. Before you know it, I had three or four tracks made, you know.
And is Road Trip, which is one of the tracks on the album, the track that was inspired by that journey?
I suppose Road Trip is, that encompasses that. It just, for me, it's a reminder of the three of us in the car bouncing down. They had been on those roads before. So the great thing about it was they were able to take me to places, and we saw so many things.
Well, do you know, I was going to try to describe your music. I love it. It's really cool, chilled, I think 80s-inspired electronica. There's a lot of cold wave in there as well. It's very much up my street. So rather than try to describe it, let's play in that track now. This is Road Trip from Electric Iceland, and then we'll talk more in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
That's Road Trip from the album Electric Eastland. My guest today is its creator, Michael McElroy, talking a few minutes ago about the road trip that inspired the track of that name.
Yeah, absolutely. That track, as I was saying, just it's all about, it just brings back so many memories for me of the three of us bouncing down the road and stopping here and stopping there, you know, and just taking in so much. Yeah. It was like a dream after it.
I think a lot of people who are inspired by Iceland make very sort of non-percussive ambient soundscapes based on the country. Yours is very percussive, as I say. It's very kind of 80s driven, very pure electronica.
I did go down that road unintentionally, really, but say for there's a track in there, The Crater, and it's over 8 minutes long. Now, it is a really down-tempo, chilled, you know, type of track. Mm. And to be honest, it just fitted that moment. That moment was we visited the Cerrig Crater, and we visited it on a morning where there was no wind and there was no clouds. And it was just an absolute heaven. And we were up at the very top, and it was like an amphitheater. You could hear the people talking way, way in the distance, you know, down at the lake. And, yeah, so, there's a few others that are down-tempo, but then the excitement then of other elements, say, such as, Road Trip in Point, Harpa, for instance.
Which we will play, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Harpa, for me, I mean, I was bowled over when I saw that building in 2015. I was staying at the Cabin Hotel, which is some distance away, and I was walking along, shuffling through the snow. The snow was really intense. I was going there, and I could see this big, like, iceberg, or a big, I don't know what it was, like a, yeah, it was a, just a big green thing, and it was just getting bigger and square. You know, as I got towards it, what is that? And then I saw it at night then, and I mean, it was lighting up, and I was just, and then walking inside it, and I was just intrigued. And it's that excitement and that, for me, and when you consider all the different acts and all the different, you know, musicians in a play there and all the different genres, to me, I just this is what came to my mind when I think of Harpa.
And you've gone in, obviously, you've seen the building. Have you seen any acts perform there?
I haven't, unfortunately, no, because usually my trips are such that just I'm trying to pack so much in, you know. And even this trip, I would have been good, except, of course, now I'm playing gigs and that, so yes. I've got to concentrate on that. But I will visit Harpa again. I always do every trip, just even to wander around and take it in.
I know you've got some gigs coming up in the next couple of days, which we will talk about. But since you've mentioned Harpa and since you've explained how the track came about and the inspiration, let's listen to that.
Thank you.
And that is Harper from Michael McElroy from Electric Eastland, inspired, of course, by the building that shares its name. I want to talk to you about the composition process because the music is inspired by the country. Do you write while you're here, or do you take back memories or photos? How does it work?
I take back memories because usually, I mean, I have more equipment here this time than usual, but usually it is basically based from the photographs that I and the 360 footage that I've taken. And then I have to admit to, there are some fantastic YouTube videos, you know, of 4K and 8K drone footage and that, you know, of places I've been to. I put them on and they're inspirational. Obviously with the sound down, and I can just play them and repeat, and it kind of just comes to me. And then I get a sound, and then I'll get more. It's almost like my process. I don't know if everybody's is different, but mine. I like to get a bass sound to begin with, and then maybe get other pieces of other instruments, and the sounds will you know go with that. And now, obviously, it's not for me to say if they do go or not. It's up to the listener to decide that. But for me, that's what I like to do. And some tracks take a long time. Some tracks, they just don't end up working out and they're dumped. And after you've spent hours and hours and hours and days on it. But but others can come together quite quickly. One of the ones was All the Colours. And All the Colours is basically about the fantastic street art and the colours, the multicolours of the houses and the buildings in Reykjavik. I mean, maybe after you've lived here for a long time, you don't fully appreciate it, but they are just a blessing. They are when you're walking down the street and you just see so many beautiful colours, even on a dull day like today.
I think you're right. I think if you live here, when you live here, it does begin to sort of fade into the, not irrelevance, but the novelty of it, I think, disappears. Yeah. And your music is also, I think, quite unusual in this kind of genre, in that you do talk about some of the urban sites that you see. That's one example. Harper's another. A lot of musicians focus on the landscape, but you've gone beyond that.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't know if you'd get Blue Planet here and all the David Attenborough type programs, of course, and they're brilliant. And let's face it, the musicians on that, including Hans Zimmer, and they're at the top of their game, but I purposely didn't want to, you know, try and emulate anything, you know, too close to that, or, you know, too orchestral or whatever.
Yes.
Fantastic though it is. I'm not knocking it at all because I love that sort of stuff. But I wanted to do stuff that was just very personal to me.
Yes.
And you know, you may say, for instance, even Glaciers or Aurora, you may listen to them, and maybe they'll conjure up for you something quite different than Glaciers, and that's okay. I don't mind that. For me, it was just, this is the direction I went in, but I don't mind somebody listening to my track and say it's called Mountains. And you go, the last thing I'm thinking of here is mountains. As long as they go, well, I'm getting something out of this, and I do like it, I don't mind.
I think when we have visitors here from other places, well, mainly the UK, which is where I'm from originally, there is a surprise, I think, that Reykjavik in particular is a bigger city than people think that it's going to be, and more urban, because you've got the freeways, as you might say in America, those, you know, the 306 lane roads that crisscross the city. Yeah. People are quite surprised by that. Mm. And you've picked up to an extent, I think, on that urban side of Iceland.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I say, that first trip of mine in 2015, through no fault of my own, but it was just, I was sort of more or less confined to the city limits, but I didn't mind one bit because, I mean, there was just so many beautiful things to see. Mm. I mean, I don't need to list them. Everybody knows what they are, but even for me, just walking the streets and the people themselves are just, I don't know, this is weird. And I mean, I've been blessed that I've visited in quite a number of countries, not an awful lot, but you know, quite a. You would think as an air traffic controller, you'd think I would have bounced from country to country, but I haven't really. But I've done enough, and of all the places I've been to, and this is so strange, and I hope it doesn't sound cheesy or anything, but when I come here, I feel like I'm home. I know we talked before. You know, we were saying about how, you know, you came initially on a holiday a long time ago, and I bet. I wouldn't be surprised if you told me that even in your first visit, you felt this is different.
Without question, I came thinking that there was something really special about this place that I'd never been to. Had that feeling confirmed straight away. And that wasn't surprising. It was like, okay, this is exactly as special as I thought it was going to be. And that in itself wasn't surprising.
I totally get that because they're just... And even just interacting with the people, they're just, I find them so nice and so... so accommodating, and I have to put out a big thank you because this time around, I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't have any contacts at all when I first muted this idea of I was going to go back to Iceland. Mm. My album was about to come out, and the two dates were sort of going to coincide, when I'd be coming and when the album would be finished. So, like, I mean, it was, if ever there's a sign, there you have it. And I didn't know who to contact, really. So I talked to, there was a guy, and I have to give a big thank you to him, Johannes in Reykjavik Grapevine, who gave me some great names to, you know, contact and everything. And I did. And everybody contacted, let's face it, they didn't know me from Adam. And, you know, so I had to sort of, you know, sell myself a little bit, but they were very, very welcoming, and they gave me an awful lot of help and encouragement, and offered me places to play, and I thought it was lovely.
Well, we should say you'd been following Roove English already, of course.
Oh, I've been following Roove English since before I went back in 2021, I think probably about 2020 or so, you know.
As soon as it was created, my predecessor, Alex, some years ago. So let's talk about the gigs then. You are in town for at least a couple of days. Where are you playing?
Yeah, so I'll be playing on Friday the 14th. That's the day the album's launched, at 1700 hours, 5 o'clock at Space Odyssey. And then I'm playing 12 Tonar. And again, is that the correct way to pronounce it?
You can say 12 Tonar.
12 Tonar. 12 Tonar at 8 o'clock in the evening as well. I'm so grateful to all the people that of both those establishments. And on Saturday, I'm playing at 4 o'clock on Lucky Records as well.
Okay.
So I'm really, all three of them have been so accommodating. I'm really, really pleased to play all three. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be a bit nervous, but hey, you know.
And what's the response have you had then from listeners, wherever they happen to be, but have you also been in touch with other Icelandic musicians about your work? Would you like to be?
Really, I would love to be.
Yes.
I would love to be. I would love to think that maybe I could make a few contacts while I'm here, because we have a small but very enthusiastic band of electronic musicians who here back where I live in the north of Ireland, and they've even cooperated and collaborated with say Indian musicians and went out to India, played gigs out there. We've had Indian musicians, electronic musicians, come back and play in our festivals, the Keltronic Festival and Oscillations and Modulations Festival. And, you know, it's been lovely. And I would love to think that we could sort of maybe do that here, you know, and have a few of our musicians come up and play at a festival here, and vice versa. Have a few of the Icelandic musicians to come down and play at our festivals.
Well, we'll make sure that your contact details are available on the page that accompanies this show from Roove English Radio. So two gigs coming up. Enjoy the next few days. I think you're going to Electric Iceland, Electric Iceland, or Ireland, I suppose, is the album, and Michael McElroy is the artist. And I'm trying to, as I speak, work out where that lighthouse is. I've been there on the front cover. I can't quite place it.
It's in Reykjavik Harbour.
It is. It's just down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's, again, here's my pronunciation. Esja, the mountain behind it. I love that mountain.
I can see it now, of course, but the way that it's framed, it could be one of the little lighthouses in a much more rural location around the country.
It's zoomed and cropped right in. I mean, as I say, I'm an amateur photographer, and I had a number of stuff, you know, that I could have used. But we were talking in the studio about it. We had about 15 photographs up, and that one just sprang out. And then, of course, we made it deliberately mostly black and white with just the yellow standing out. And it seemed to work.
It is. You sort of relocated it somewhere in the far north of the country in a small village rather than here in the capital.
That's right. When you zoom it all in, I suppose it could be, if you have lighthouses like that around the country, you could be anywhere.
For sure. I mean, of all the ones that were in my mind, the one just down the road from where we're sitting is not the one that is actually top of mind. Michael, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you.
We're going to play out with one more song from the album, and this is Volcanica. This album on all the streaming services?
Yes, it will be, Spotify and Apple Play, and there's so many more,
But buy a copy.
Buy a copy, please. Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's Roove English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.